This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ready or not, here we come. It's the DJV Show at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with commentary, conversation. And Jen is off today. A lot of things happening in Washington. Time for the Washington Report. The Democrats sent a letter to the IRS. You heard this, asking the agency to withdraw the NRA's tax-exempt status. They're creating a situation. They aren't, but Wayne LaPierre is. The request is linked to a congressional report released that says the NRA worked with officials at the Central Bank of Russia to get access to top Russian officials and used organizational funds, mostly dues, to do this. The NRA is a tax-exempt social welfare organization, but this is not acting in a way that would benefit socially anybody. Well, I guess you could argue that. Excuse me, but not supposed to be political, and yet they are. Excuse me. I think this is surface of a very deep, sore wound and a problem in our country. The people who influence this all comes about as a result of Citizens United. The ruling that came about, 8 years or so ago that allows all this cash to flow in. This year, or next year, 2020, it's reported that there are plans to spend almost $8 billion to buy your vote, whether it be the presidential election, congressional elections, senatorial elections, gubernatorial elections, $8 billion. You don't think that's corruption personified? And the NRA is, LaPierre is corrupt. The organization isn't. When Ollie North and Dana Lash, the radio lady, right? She tried to get things changed, so did Ollie. They got tossed. They're out, gone, because of LaPierre and his arrogance. His ego and his arrogance. He's up to his Mickey here. They ought to go after his tax return as much as anything else. So anyway, it's not clear at this point whether the IRS is actually going to do something, because the Democrats can ask, but that doesn't mean that the IRS does what they're asked. But the tax I don't have a problem with the NRA. I have a problem with LaPierre. I think he's a jerk. I've always thought he was a jerk, and kind of a dangerous jerk as well. Interesting,
He's a powerful jerk, that's for sure.
Yeah, look at how much he got on the phone with Trump and spent almost half an hour on the phone with him and got Trump to convince Trump to change his mind.
He's completely abandoned. Trump has abandoned all of the promises he made after the multiple mass shootings about assault weapons and things. It was a half an hour phone call with LaPierre, and Trump completely backed off all of it.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking so much about vaping lately, and Trump has said, you know, he wants to go after vaping. He also has kind of backed off on that. I hope that the tobacco industry isn't on the phone with him too. You know,
corruption.
How can you be? I don't know. How can you be the president, though?
Politicians on both sides.
I don't know. I mean, how can you be the president and just and know that this is harming people's lives?
Victoria,
this is harming children.
It's not just him. Now let's not just go down that road.
He's in office, and these are two big things that are happening right now: vaping and assault weapons.
Yeah, the governor of Massachusetts has done
something. He's done two things. Under pressure, because of huge campaign, millions of dollars of campaign contributions just to win an election in Massachusetts from Big Pharma, and they both concern, and these interests that are connected to vaping, but there's a sordid connection between some of those companies and a couple of the drug companies as well. So under the circumstances, the fact that he announced that vaping will be suspended, I think most people see that as a good thing, as long as over the 4 months of the complete suspension of everything being sold here, that there is some meaningful work done to
right.
determine what it is that is supposed to be the outcome of using these things. And in an earlier movement, he basically killed the hemp business, CBD oil, everything, illegal, using it for food, using it for medicine. You can't promote this, can't promote that. That's hurt a lot of people unnecessarily, but again, it goes back to political contributions from Big Pharma. And that's
Big Pharma's terrified of CBD.
Of course it is.
And all of there are very few studies at this point. But, a lot of people anecdotally have great results from CBD for various issues. So obviously Big Pharma doesn't want that. And you know what? I'm not just going after Trump with vaping and assault weapons. On the, I can go after anybody for, fairly.
Yeah.
Cory Booker has been he's been in my crosshairs for a long time. Because he's from New Jersey, I'm from New Jersey, I live in New Jersey again now, and it's a big pharma state, and he single-handedly caved to all of the big pharma demands and contributions, and he has not done anything to help lower the cost of prescription drugs.
He's a $3 bill.
Yeah, but he's just as bad as if Trump backs off on assault stuff, which he did, assault weapons, and who knows about what's going to happen with vaping, then Cory Booker is just as bad. It's a phone call with someone saying, hey, we're going to yank the support and the money that we were giving you. And then that changes everything. That's ridiculous. We didn't elect people to be that way. That's not the point of electing
Citizens
someone
United
to represent
has
us.
Citizens United ruined our system, frankly. Completely ruined it. Speaking of Big Pharma, Purdue Pharma, the family behind Purdue Pharma, Sacklin? What's the name?
Sacklers.
The Sacklers.
Oh, yeah.
$13 billion. They've been paid, they've made $13 billion from the company, according to court records from the OxyContin bankruptcy case. They've
and that's
gone
just one
bankruptcy.
Drug alone.
Yeah.
That's actually not even the other drugs that they make. That's
2,600 lawsuits against the company, many local state governments involved in these. They have accused the company of sparking the opioid epidemic by deceptively marketing Oxy and downplaying the fact that it's addictive as hell. Purdue Pharma filed for bankruptcy, which is pretty typical for a company that faces major litigation and loss like this. But it actually went a step further, asked the judge to pause all lawsuits against the company for 9 months. The judge hasn't ruled on that yet, though, has he? Yeah. Attorneys general for 25 states that are in opposition to the request, as you might imagine. North Carolina's attorney general accused the family of extracting nearly all the money out of Purdue and pushing the carcass of the company into bankruptcy. Those were his words. Attorney general here in Massachusetts said family wants the bankruptcy court to halt the lawsuit so they can keep the billions they pocketed from Oxy and walk away without being held accountable. The Sacklers have offered to contribute $3 billion to fight the opioid epidemic. A little bit late there, you jerk.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. So here's another piece of information having to do with Washington and politics and that sort of thing. The fact that newspapers are not as much of a factor anymore, and the fact that many people are upset with politicians using basically cover from one network or another, like Fox and the right-wingers and MSNBC and the left-wingers. So what are people doing to try to get to the masses in the middle? Podcasting. You know how important or how much of an impact podcasting is making. So a lot of politicians are creating their own podcasts, which shows that somebody on their staff has got a clue, because a lot of people are listening to podcasts. We have podcasts of all of our shows. DJVShow.com is podcast there all the time of things that come out of the program that are significant. And apparently these podcasters that are, these podcasts being put together by these politicians are reaching very important targeted audiences they want for voting. So good for them. Whatever it takes to get the information out there. I'm not surprised at all. Are you? People care his age. They want to listen and find out what really is going on with a candidate. For example, if Bernie had a podcast, I'd like to hear how he sounds on the podcast after he had his operation last week.
You know, it's funny that you say about Bernie. My husband is a podcast producer, and he was just telling me on Friday that Bernie was on, I forget what
one
podcast
of the
it was.
Shows. Yeah.
No, it was but it's one of the most popular podcasts in the country that Bernie was on, and you know Bernie has a very young audience. Bernie's got college kids. He has such a young base, and so Bernie's doing it the right way. And I remember saying to Lewis, I said that's brilliant. Bernie should be on every podcast because that's his audience. It's a young podcast audience. Podcasts are not they're not reaching an older demographic. They just don't. Older people, you know, they don't get
it. Like the radio.
they don't really get the technology behind it. It just doesn't reach that audience. But Bernie's smart to do that. And actually, one of the other podcasts had Tulsi Gabbard right before she suspended her campaign. Because she's back in the armed services again. She's back on active duty. But, you know, she's also has a young following. So it is interesting that political candidates are going that route.
Yep.
You know, it'd be interesting if Joe Biden goes on some, you know, some podcasts. Right. Because I think the younger audience doesn't really relate to him that well.
Not at all. Here's something we can all relate to. That is the status of our teeth. Are they white and bright? I've found three new studies lately that find that hydrogen peroxide, which is the active ingredient in over-the-counter teeth whitening strips, for example, can damage the structure of your teeth. The study shows that whitening strips cause a loss of protein in the dentin tissue. Is that too much in the weeds? It's dangerous, harmful. Don't do it. That's basically what the study is suggesting. Instead, use the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. It's Power Swabs. Fabulous way to brighten that smile. White teeth. Coffee drinkers, tea drinkers, wine drinkers, take note. Call 800-208-1797 now. Tell them you heard this discussion here on the DJV show and you want to whiten your teeth the safe, all-natural way at 50% off the retail price. Yep. By buying Power Swabs through 800-208-1797, I'm mentioning the DJV show, you get it at half the retail price. 800-208-1797. Whiten up those teeth. No danger here. It's all natural. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ween. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's a great song. So happy. I love this song.
This, you know, this over the weekend, we watched that movie yesterday. You know, the Beatles, the movie about, like, the whole world forgot that the Beatles ever existed.
Yeah.
Did you, I don't know if you ever saw that. It is,
I didn't.
Adorable.
I wanted to, but I didn't have I want to see
I just
movie.
Loved it so, so much. And to hear all the incredible music and all the Beatles covers, it was just wonderful. This song was in it, too. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. Really, really great.
Well, it's, I don't know if that has been responsible. There's a lot of focus on the Beatles. And so, with that, Abbey Road has returned to the album chart list number one, over in England anyway, new 50th anniversary editions. They have broken their own longevity record, longest ever span between runs at the top of the charts, 49 years since its original 17-week number one ended on January 31st, 1970. The Beatles held a previous record with the 50th anniversary edition of Sgt. Pepper, which returned to the top in June of 2017, 49 years, 125 days after its initial run. When McCartney heard the news, he said, quote, "It's hard to believe that Abbey Road still holds up after all these years. But then again, it's a bloody cool album."
He's allowed to do a humble brag.
He is, right. All right, Octopus's Garden. Let's play a little. I love that song.
In an octopus's
Ringo.
Garden in the shade.
Ruby never do.
He let us in. Knows where we've been.
Came the wrong
in
verse.
His octopus's garden.
Yeah,
in
my
the
fault.
Shade.
It is your fault. How dare you? This is so much fun. Don't you love this song?
It's one of my favorites of all time. I love Octopus's Garden.
The bee, I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden.
In the shade.
How did you get that part wrong?
We would be warm.
Ringo.
Below the storm. In our little light away beneath the waves.
By the way, this is something, you know, they were horsing around on a Saturday morning in the studio, and for whatever the reason, I think I read that Ringo had an octopus on his mind. He'd seen something, and they all started talking and laughing about it, and he came up with this, you know, the usual napkin on a, and they just played with it, and that's where this came from. Isn't it? It's so much fun. Look at the packing up this. And the octopus is going in the chair. All right, 26 after. As long as we're in England, let's move over to the Stones. Mick says he didn't think that he'd still be rocking out in his 70s. And there's a book out that was written by his accountant. Former accountant, he discussed the possibility of setting up a pension plan back in the day when they were first popular. His name is Lawrence Myers. Says in the book, quote, I was having a meeting with Mick while he was waiting for a plane at Kennedy Airport, and on the agenda that day was a pension plan. He studied at the London School of Economics before abandoning his academic career to join the Stones. So he knew it was a good idea, especially since he thought he wouldn't be singing at 60. Never mind.
76.
Sold out tours
around the world.
Oh, it's fabulous. So Myers is working for the Stones when they first started to break out in 64. While the band was successful and technically rich at the time, Myers said the money wasn't really flowing and Jagger was astute enough to consider that that ride probably wouldn't last forever. Myers digs into his relationship further in the autobiography Hunky Dory, Who Knew? Is coming out this Friday. In the book, he notes that when Jagger mentioned the idea of singing in a rock and roll band as a senior, they roared laughing. Good for them. Crank it up, Tara. Satisfaction. Best intro to any rock music. Yep. Myers, by the way, is now 83. He worked for the Apple Corporation, the Beatles group. Took care of the Kinks and Led Zeppelin, David Bowie during his career. He moved on to producing plays and movies, and most recently served as executive producer for the Judy Garland movie. Interesting. 28 after the hour.
That's a good movie, actually.
I have heard that, too. I want to see it.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the first Monday of October, which means the U.S. Supreme Court is back in session today. Some major cases on its docket include cases about immigration, gun rights, and abortion. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Senator Cory Booker, was discussing abortion and related issues on the campaign trail on Sunday.
I'm going to create a White House Office of Reproductive Freedom to begin to coordinate and deal with these issues. And that involves everything from working to codify Roe in legislation all the way, frankly, to dealing with maternal mortality rates, which are horrific.
The U.S. military is pulling out of northern Syria, and the White House says Turkey will move its forces into that area. The president also saying that Turkey will take responsibility for all ISIS fighters captured over the past 2 years there. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our preferred rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program just celebrated its fifth anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Still singing. Like a Puss's Garden. All right, here we are back again to entertain you, enthrall you. Give you things to think about on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today. People who listen to this program feel like we are a team. And we are. We expect good things from each other. And we get them. There's sort of a sweet spot in conversation here where I think we all feel good about what we are talking about. Even if we don't all agree. There's that sweet spot. I wonder if you have that in your life. A sweet spot when it comes to what you're comfortable talking about, the people with whom you talk. I wonder, there's so many bitter and angry people, and the messages are so bitter and angry, some of them. So I just want to celebrate what we have here. small win, good place to come, feel comfortable and safe in the conversation. Did you see the story about this Instagram person who had plastic surgery to make her look like Angelina Jolie?
Oh, boy.
She's an Iranian, and she's facing charges of blasphemy, inciting violence, and gaining income through inappropriate means, and encouraging young people into corruption by explaining or going public with a plastic surgery that she had. This is the kind of society that they're living in over there. This is why so many young people are just, they can't wait to get out of the country.
Yeah.
This woman looks like somebody out of the, some horror.
Does she look like Angelina after the surgery?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. But it's creepy.
You know, it's interesting. Just over the weekend, one of my mom's closest friends is from Iran, and she lives next door to my parents, and we're very friendly with the whole family. They're just the most wonderful people, and you know, and she was my mom's friend was telling us over the weekend just how different life in Iran is now under this Ayatollah, because when she was living in Iran before she moved to America, it was under the Shah. And like many people, when the Shah got ousted, a lot of people fled Iran. And that's, her husband was a diplomat, so that's why she was lived all around the world. But and eventually settled here in the States. But she said that when the Shah was in charge, life was very different, and it was very progressive. And she said she never had to wear any face coverings. There were no burqas. She drove a car. She went to a university. She's very well educated. All of her female friends, her sisters, her family, even her mother had all gone to university. It was a very different, much more progressive than it is now. Now, she said, it's this Sharia law and all this stuff that never existed back when she was living in Iran. Yeah. It's a very different place. And she said when she still has some family there, so she goes and visits about once a year. And she said that it kind of breaks her heart because it's such a very different society than it used to be.
Very educated. They all are getting out of there, and that's why the right-wing whack jobs that are left there are the ones that are running the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've just ruined themselves. Actually, Jimmy Carter needs to take credit or blame for that, because he was the one who basically sowed the seeds to oust the Shah in 1977, 78, like in there. And,
not that the Shah was a good guy, and she was certainly not saying that he was, but she just said that when life was very different back then.
Life was on its own. They were paying, the Shah paid little attention to anything except his family, his wife, and himself.
Yeah.
The country sort of ran itself. And, but, you know, there was corruption, certainly, but people were free to follow their destiny, which they are not now, and that's why they're getting out. And so many of them are coming to America more than are going to Europe. It's interesting to see, as I've said, I have several friends who are Iranians in Los Angeles in the medical field, and they're very, as a guy that I'm going to now.
Huge Persian community in L.A.
This guy that I go to is a chiropractor who has a special device, a sound wave device that breaks up scar tissue, and I have problems with my ankles. So he's been working on those for the past year, and it's really amazing what has transpired. And he and I talk about life in Iran all the time, why he came to Los Angeles, because many of his family and friends came to Los Angeles, and he went to school, distinguished himself at UCLA, and started his practice, and is doing very well. And as I say, a lot of Iranians go into the medical professions for whatever the reason. So that's that story.
It's just horrible that like an entire country and civilization gets just raked over the coals because of a few people who are just crazy, you know, and in charge.
And the Ayatollah is certifiable.
Yeah.
Most religious zealots are crazy, frankly. That's what I find. And I'll leave it at that. We're on to immigration. The Trump administration says they're going to deny immigration visas to people who don't have health insurance. How do they get it? I don't know how they would. How do you get, if you don't have financial means to cover medical expenses? I don't, you know, on the side of being more reserved when it comes to all of this stuff, we need to be denying visas to most of the people that are trying to get in here, unless they have a job already or something. I totally disagree with that.
My dad is an immigrant. My dad came here. He was basically orphaned at 14 years old and worked his ass off
coming in here.
Well, but still, but then I wouldn't be here. My dad wouldn't be here.
I don't dispute that for a second.
But my dad couldn't. My dad was a horse trainer. He couldn't afford health insurance. He didn't have health insurance when he came here. And to say that he would not be allowed here, he has paid a lot of money in taxes over the years. Yeah. And so to deny, I mean, my dad would be on this list of, oh, sorry, you can't afford health insurance. You're not allowed in. I think this is absolute BS. And I think it's just, it's complete racism. Because it's this is only going to really negatively affect non-English speaking people, and you know, I have such a problem. This is totally anti-American.
I don't agree. You don't think it's
anti-American to deny people who can't afford health insurance? I can barely afford health insurance, and I already live here. I'm a citizen. Yeah. I think this is absolute BS.
It isn't a way to determine who's coming and who's not coming. It becomes a thread, another way to limit the, I mean, because very expensive. You and I are paying for whatever health care is necessary to take care of all these people on the border, and I just think it's wrong. I think we should be charging the Mexicans for whatever it takes. I understand there's a lot of sympathy, and it's appropriate to have sympathy for people who come and they're sick and the children are sick and all of that stuff. But why the hell should we? We're not responsible for that. I didn't cause that problem, and neither did you, and neither did any other American. So how is it our responsibility to take care of these people? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I think it's outrageous.
See, but there's a big difference, though, between saying that someone coming in as an immigrant is automatically going on Medicaid. I have not had health insurance for 8 months this year because my husband lost his job.
But what I'm saying is
I was not on Medicaid. I was not using any government assistance. I just didn't have health insurance. But an immigrant coming in, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're only. Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, an immigrant coming into this country who wants to work doesn't mean automatically they're going to be on Medicaid.
If they want to work and if they have some job, that's a different story. And yes, you're right. There are a lot of people in this country. The health care situation wasn't fixed by Obamacare. It hasn't been fixed because of the kind of the system that we have here, which is not great. It just is a conundrum, and we have these various social factions that are pushing and pulling. Let them all in. Don't let any of them in. Find people like your father.
I just think we get into a real slippery slope.
Well,
my father was not educated. My father had no education whatsoever. And it's a lucky thing that he, to be perfectly honest.
70 years ago. 60 years ago. However many years ago. When was it he got in here? How long?
He came here in the 70s. So, but what I'm saying, though, is if he had come from a non-English-speaking country, my father never would have passed a written test to get in. And so we're getting into a slippery slope here.
Well, why do we only
want the intelligentsia, you know, what did Trump call it, the piece of S countries?
I don't want to use Trump as the arbiter.
That's what
here.
This is. He's the one behind this.
I think there are more
totally behind
deep-rooted
this.
Problems that need to be solved when it comes to this, and it's a problem that's been going on way before Trump and will continue probably after him because it's become... listen to this. This is how silly this has become. Here's a perfect example of how crazy the world is. An orangutan that spent 20 years in an Argentine zoo is being moved to our country to a sanctuary after being granted the same legal rights as a human coming into the country. Lawyers won this appeal for the orangutan, whose name is Sandra, arguing she was being detained in Buenos Aires illegally. The ruling found her to be Argentina's first non-human person to have the right to be free. The 33-year-old orangutan arrived in Kansas over the weekend, will undergo tests before being moved to her new home in Florida. The judge, who has a picture of Sandra in her office, said she wanted her ruling to send a message that, quote, animals are sentient beings and that they have the right, their first right is our obligation to respect them. They have a right to be respected. She was born, this orangutan, in an East German zoo in 1995 and was moved to Buenos Aires, and I'm thinking to myself, yikes.
Why should, I don't get it. What's the problem with giving
a I don't have a problem. Well, but I think as the issue, the argument in the courtroom was that this orangutan had the same rights to immigration as a human. And so we have all of these people coming into our country seeking sanctuary, and now we've made it legal for an orangutan to have sanctuary. So how do we deny human beings? Somebody says, well, we got an orangutan coming in here. Why can't we come in? Right? I mean, think about it for a second. Pretty crazy. Kind of a cute orangutan, though, if you see pictures of him. Meanwhile, it's 46.
I think it's total arrogance that we claim ownership and over animals. And I don't know. I have no problem with that at all. I think that's fine.
Yeah, well, I think that animals, you know how I am. I'm doing this... the sanctuary for cows and horses and dogs.
Yeah.
And I think that they don't get enough of the right. And I have a different attitude toward animals than most people do, it would seem. But more and more people are having it, and they understand it and support it, so it's good. How about something to support your weight loss efforts? Calitrin is America's healthiest choice to lose weight and... ... to keep it off. Take it consistently for 4 to 6 months. Stay in touch with Calitrin.com to follow what the stories are of others. You can follow them on Facebook as well. Calitrin has no stimulants, no drugs. It is the purest, healthiest way for you to lose weight safely. That's the message. Basically, you want to lose weight? Go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin.com. Special deal has been arranged for you. Use the DJV code and you save some money, free shipping, that kind of stuff. But the important thing is you get results, which is what you want. You want to lose the weight, a lot of opportunities to do that. But then this keeps it off. This program, because of what it does to your body, recharging collagen production in your body, which is the source of protein that makes muscle and helps in weight loss, pushes out the fat. That's the deal. So let's get on the ball. Check the box. You heard about Calitrin on the DJV program. Calitrin.com. Lose weight and keep it off the safe way.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Characters in the Addams Family has passed away. Comedian Rip Taylor. I confused him with Rip Torn. Rip Torn passed away this year as well. Taylor was 40. I'm sorry, was 84. Then he was described as being madcap. I never thought he was funny, but a lot of people, as Kara pointed out to me off the air a minute ago, a lot of people have different senses of humor, and I'm sure they. I thought he was funny. I get that because some people, I think comedians, well, never mind. I'm going to get into my feeling about what's funny and what isn't. At any rate, he was on a lot of game shows. I think that's what most people remember him for, at least in his later career. He was on lots and lots of game shows. He was the host, actually, of a game show called the $1.98 Beauty Show.
Never heard of that, but that sounds. Yeah.
Well, it was pretty. It was stupid, It was, but it's like all the rest of the stuff he did. They called him on the late night shows the Prince of Pandemonium. He just make a lot of noise and throw confetti and look stupid, and people thought that was funny. So anyway, I think he came from the later burlesque tradition. The end of his, I think his folks may have been involved. I don't know that, but I do remember him being sort of burlesque-y, if you will. Also
burlesque,
passing,
like stripping?
Yeah. Well, no. The before that was stripping. Burlesque comedy was something around in the 30s and the 40s. that was a lot of, like, Bob Hope started as a burlesque comedian.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, right. It was, but it was built around that, which you're discussing, you know, it was built around being a pretty provocative, shall we say. Diana Carroll has passed away at the same age, 84, very well-known actress in movies, television. She was the first black actor to win a Tony Award for a leading role back in the 60s. She got an Emmy nomination in the 60s as well. I remember her very well as the first black woman to star in a TV series. It was her show called Julia. She played a nurse raising her son after her husband died in Vietnam. Many of the early actresses played nurses and things like that, but she was... I interviewed her once. I just thought she was marvelous, frankly. Feminine is probably the word. I don't know if that's the right word for it or not. But she also had a huge drive and wasn't going to let anybody stand in her way and didn't. And thus got roles and created situations for black actresses that didn't exist before. So, sad. She's only 84. At that rate, all right, so what else have we got here? Samuel L. Jackson takes a shot at Martin Scorsese. What's that all about? Why?
I don't think it's a shot necessarily. I think he's just defending. He's been in a lot of Marvel movies, and Scorsese kind of came out and said that Marvel movies and superhero movies are not real film, which I'm sure, you know, plenty of kind of elitist directors who've been around for a long time would think that. But obviously, you know, most of the population who goes to see those movies does not agree. And
is Scorsese an elitist?
He's just been around for a long time.
I've been pretty bored with a lot of his movies, to be perfectly honest.
They're 9 hours long.
I don't know.
I guess that's what I mean. Like, all these artsy directors who've been around for a long time. Yeah. They've been celebrated. Everybody knows their names, you know. And even if you haven't seen their films, everybody knows the name
Scorsese. Yeah, they worship at their
And so
feet.
He just kind of responded and say, hey, not everybody likes Scorsese either. Like, a film
good
is a film.
Good for Samuel L. Jackson.
So.
I agree with him.
Well, obviously, he's not one to keep his mouth shut, so.
Right.
Yeah, he's a hot ticket, man. Samuel L. Jackson. By the way, you know, he's a 75 or 76 now. Samuel L. Jackson. Yep.
Wow.
Check it out. Disney says that Tom Holland, the star of the last Spider-Man movie, is the reason they did so well. And I think you went to see it, both of you, didn't you? And you thought that was the case? Or Carrie,
he's
you saw
amazing.
It.
Yes. I loved
him. We both love him.
Isn't he just a kid? How old? Like 24 or 25? How old is he?
Yeah, he's in his mid-20s. But I think that was, I mean, obviously there was the whole thing where people didn't know if there were going to be any more Spider-Man movies. And
right.
I guess, and then Sony and Marvel came up with a deal. And I think it's because of him, because the fans loved him so much. And it was obvious that they wanted to see
so
more.
So at the box office this weekend, number one was that damn Joker movie. I don't even want to talk about that. Downton Abbey was two, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It's making a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. As well it should. What an interesting contrast. 59 past the hour on the DJV.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.